Okay, we've got power to the laser.
I should have brought an umbrella.
What for? It's not going to rain.
I know that, but with skin as fair as mine, moonburn is a real possibility.
That's a bazinga, right?
One of my best, don't you think?
Howard, do you want to double-check the equatorial mounts on the laser? We need it locked onto the Sea of Tranquility.
You got it.
Oh, Raj, no. Billions of dollars have gone into inventing the internet and filling it with pictures of naked women so we don't have to peep through windows.
It's not like that. I'm watching someone's TV. The Good Wife is on.
I tell you, this is my new Grey's Anatomy.
Leonard, what is that? What is that?
Relax, it's just a dirty sock.
How on earth can you say dirty sock and relax in the same sentence?
Sheldon, the world is filled with dirty, discarded socks.
Not my world.
You know who'd really dig seeing this experiment, Penny?
I wasn't aware that lunar ranging was her thing. Although I suppose the retroreflector left on the moon by Neil Armstrong does qualify as a shiny object.
Why don't you ask her to come up?
I don't know. It's still a little weird since, you know...
She dumped you?
She didn't dump me. We were just in different places in the relationship.
I fail to see how a relationship can have the qualities of a geographic location.
Well, it's very simple. Leonard was living in a little town called Please Don't Leave Me, while Penny had just moved to the island of Bye-bye.
Screw you guys. I'm gonna go see if she's home.
If it's not too much trouble, I'd like to point this at the moon now.
Wait a second. The good wife is crying. Something's very wrong.
The whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago, expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall. We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery. It all started with a big bang.
Hi, what's going on?
We're up on the roof bouncing laser beams off the moon.
I'm sorry, what?
It's pretty cool. We've got a 2-meter parabolic reflector and everything. I thought you might want to see it.
That makes no sense. How can you bounce stuff off the moon? There's no gravity.
Leonard, this is Zach. Zach Leonard.
Hey.
Sorry, I didn't know you were busy. Maybe another time.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, hey, I want to see this laser thing.
Oh, but what about the party?
It's a surprise party. It doesn't matter when we get there.
All right.
Okay, well, yeah, come on up. So, how did you guys meet?
My company designs the venues for the Cheesecake Factory.
Your company?
Well, my dad, but me and my sister are VPs.
So, menus.
I know it sounds easy, but there's a lot of science that goes into designing them.
Happy now, moving the dirty sock.
Thank you. Raj, keep an eye out for the other one.
Hey, guys. This is my friend, Zach.
Hey.
Hello.
Whoa, is that the laser? It's bitchin'.
Yes, in 1917, when Albert Einstein established the theoretic foundation for the laser in his paper Zur Quanten Theorie der Strahlung, his fondest hope was that the resultant device be bitchin'.
Well, mission accomplished.
Let me explain what we're doing here. In 1969, the astronauts on Apollo 11 positioned reflectors on the surface of the moon, and we're going to shoot a laser off one of them and let the light bounce back into this photomultiplier.
Oh, that's very cool.
One question. How can you be sure it won't blow up?
The laser?
The moon.
See, now this is a man for Penny.
That's a great question, Zach.
No, it's not.
Sheldon, play nice.
Well, it's not a great question. How could somebody possibly think we're going to blow up the moon? That's a great question.
Don't worry about the moon. We set our laser to stun.
Smart.
Now, we'll be able to see the beam when it leaves, but it won't be strong enough when it comes back to be seen by the naked eye.
Naked.
Right. Funny. That device there will measure the photons that return and let us see it on this computer. Raj, get them some glasses.
Cool. It's going to be in 3D.
Preparing to fire laser at the moon.
Make it so.
There it is. There's the spike.
2.5 seconds for the light to return. That's the moon. We hit the moon.
That's your big experiment? Oh, that for a line on the screen?
Yeah, but think about what this represents. The fact that we can do this is the only way of definitively proving that there are man-made objects on the moon, put there by a member of a species that only 60 years before had just invented the airplane.
What species is that?
I was wrong. Penny can do better.
Okay, guys, thank you. It's been fun.
Yeah, thanks. Should we invite him to the party?
No, just keep walking.
He must be very skilled at coitus.
I'm telling you, dude, the only way to feel better about Penny going out with other guys is for you to get back on the horse.
Horse.
What?
The phrase is get back on the horse, not whores.
That's disgusting, dude.
It's not... never mind. He is right, though. If you want, I can turn you on to this great new dating site I found.
No thanks.
You sure? They say they can find a match for anybody.
They found a match for you?
Oh, tons. I've had like 8 dates in the last month. I mean, 12 if you count the ones who showed up and left.
I can't bring the nitrogen tank down.
Why not?
Right, let me restate that. It's very heavy and I don't want to.
I'll help you.
Thank you. Lift with your knees, not your back. Good night.
You know what would be fun? Signing Sheldon up for online dating.
Yeah, right.
No, think about it. We make it an experiment. Like when Frankenstein's monster was lonely and he found a wife.
He didn't find a wife. They built him a wife out of dead body parts.
Okay, we'll call that plan B. Coming!
Damn you, you rat bastard.
You drunk?
Zach was a perfectly nice guy, and then you ruined him.
How did I ruin him?
Because in the olden days, I never would have known you as so stupid.
Come on, he wasn't that stupid.
Yes, he was. He thought you were going to blow up the moon.
Okay, yeah, he's stupid.
He spent the entire night bragging about how he invented the word appetizers.
How is that my fault?
You have destroyed my ability to tolerate idiots. Now come with me.
Where are we going?
We're gonna have sex!
Why? I mean, okay.
What's going on?
Put on your noise-canceling headphones, this is gonna get loud.
Oh, not this again.
In what universe is this low pulp? Good morning, Penny.
You have eyes in the back of your head?
When one gets beaten up every other day in school, one of necessity develops a keen sense of hearing. Incidentally, one can get beaten up in school simply by referring to oneself as one. I'm making English muffins. Would you like an English muffin?
Oh, thanks. I'm not hungry.
FYI, my noise-canceling headphones proved ineffective last night.
Yeah, sorry about that.
As a native Texan, I must say I've never heard the phrase yee-haw used in quite that context.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. That I've heard on multiple occasions. In what universe is that lightly toasted? This has to be the worst day of my life.